Hi, it's Alana Carter, the founder and CEO of Renaissance Writing LLC. And on today's podcast, we're going to talk about why you need an editor. Stay tuned. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Renaissance Writing LLC podcast. I truly appreciate you taking time out of your busy day to listen to my tips and tricks. It means a lot to me. As always, I encourage listeners to support the podcast by making a donation. You can find the link on our Anchor FM page. Without further ado, please enjoy the episode. Welcome. Today, we're going to talk about why you need an editor. And the idea for this episode actually came from me seeing two self-published books over the weekend that contained a lot of grammatical errors. And these books are out on the market. And I'm not going to mention the names of the books or the authors because I don't want to put anybody on Front Street. And also want to say too that I have nothing against self-publishing. I think it's a great avenue for authors to get their work out there. I think it's faster than, you know, submitting a query letter to a big publisher and waiting for them to accept or reject your work. Because that can take up, you know, months sometimes. But I am saying that you need an editor. You need an editor. So, people often think of editors as, you know, they're just people that work with books. But really, everybody needs an editor. Whether it's the coworker in the next office who's really good with grammar and can check your report or your memo for you before you send it to your boss, or if you're hiring an independent editor, a professional who can help you with your resume or, you know, a press release or something like that. It is important to know that you need an editor. You definitely want to have two sets of eyes as opposed to one before you submit your work and put it out there for all to see. In the professional sense, editors look at a variety of areas based on their own specialties and expertise. Some examples of editor types, there are line editors who go line by line in a document or manuscript, checking for spelling and grammar mistakes and sentence structure errors. There's content editors who examine the full body of the work for consistency. Grammar, spelling, and sentence structure. So you can see there's some similarities there. Copy editors, they are generally looking at, you know, page type documents such as resumes and menus and advertising materials, things like that. And they're looking for the same things that the line and the content editor look for. They're looking for spelling mistakes. They're looking for awkward sentence structure. And all of these people are looking for ways to improve the work or the body of writing. So it's important to know that there's different types of editors whenever you go to have your work looked at. Because you really want to choose one based on what your needs are. And, you know, there are editors that can do multiple areas. So you need to make that clear on what exactly you're looking for, and they'll tell you as well, like what their expertise is. So, you know, just going back to the self-published books. The goal of writing anything is to get a message across. And when you have spelling errors and grammar errors and weird, wonky sentence structure, you're going to lose that message. And I can tell you, If you're an author and you're trying to put a book out there and you want that book to be a bestseller, you're not going to be able to keep your audience's attention if you just are leaving mistakes out there willy-nilly. And the other thing is that we sometimes think like, oh, I'm a great writer. And we are, you know, I mean, that there's no, you know, reason to dispute that you're a good writer, but we can become so accustomed to our own work that we're not able to see it from another angle. Or maybe you were writing a chapter that took you a couple hours and your eyes just aren't picking up those little details, you know, those missing periods, those missing commas, that misspelled word. So that's why it's important to get an editor. And I know that a lot of people often think like, oh, wow, like that's a lot of money, especially if you're somebody who, you know, is going the self-publishing route. Obviously, a lot of people do that too because they save money that way. And in some cases can actually publish that book for free. But we have to get away from this, oh, it's a lot of money thing. Yes, you may pay for, you know, you may pay a couple bucks for somebody's expertise. But in the long run, it's going to benefit you more because just think about how much money you will have to put out to correct the work that you did if you did not use an editor in the first place. So just keep that in mind. Overall, having an editor is a benefit. It really is. And it is part of being a writer and being open to critique and being able to share your work with others. And when you get an editor, you must remember that they are simply there to help. And like I said, it doesn't matter if it's your coworker or if it's a professional. They're there to help you. They're there to offer their services to make your piece the best that it could be. So when you see them going in and making corrections and suggestions, don't get upset. Don't get offended. I know it can be hard, like, to open yourself up and allow, you know, somebody to kind of, you know, not rip your work apart, but just, you know, dissect your work a little bit. But like I said, it's all for the best. You never want to put something out there and then somebody come back and say, wow, I really wanted to read this book, but there were just so many spelling errors that I just had to put it down, or even regret making a purchase of your book because of that. So these are just things to keep in mind on your journey. I am an editor. If you have any questions about editing or getting your work out there, you know that you can reach me at www.renaissancewritingllc.com or renaissancewritingllc@gmail.com. I'm always happy to take your questions. You can leave a voicemail on the podcast page. And yeah, I hope this has been helpful. So that is my spiel. Until the next one, happy writing.